Second Age Guild.
Well, hello and a very Merry Christmas to you all.
Yeah, I'm so excited right now.
Are you?
I think this must be one of my favourite days of the year. Although it's interesting because when I was a little bit younger, not so long ago.
A few years, to be honest, but go on.
Thank you. Do you know that week in between Christmas and New Year, I used to absolutely hate it. I was like, oh, so boring. There's no anticipation. Ugh. Now I love it because you don't have any of the stress of thinking, have I got everything? All the presents are done and you actually can just relax a little bit.
You know, I'm not too sure. It's B&H, by the way. B&H Guild. You might have caught us on a podcast. There are podcasts there. This will be podcast as well. But we've been allowed off the podcast and into real radio land today, being Christmas Eve, as a special Christmas treat. So I don't know whether that means we have to be not as naughty as naughty. I don't know. It's Christmas. You like to be naughty at Christmas, aren't you?
I mean, how naughty are you talking?
I don't know. Just the odd swear word. Yeah, I mean, can you actually say f*** on Christmas Eve? No, you can't. No, right. I won't say that one again then. You know, I still struggle a bit with the period you're talking about, though, because I don't know whether it's because I'm stuck at age 12, but I still think once Christmas is gone, it's just New Year's Eve, and it's fine when you're in your teens and you go out and get hammered and come back at 6 o'clock the next morning and don't get up until 3. But, you know, I've been through all that, and I'm thinking now, yeah, I quite like New Year's Eve. We have a lot of friends around, but most people beetle off by about 1 o'clock, and then, you know, you're left with the hoovering up of 40 people's detritus, and I think, yeah, it's nice, but... Yeah, I don't know.
I think my favourite thing about New Year's Eve is if you go out somewhere, but I'm driving, so you wake up on New Year's Day incredibly smug.
Oh, feeling very happy. Yeah. I know what you mean.
I know what you mean. I'm not a big New Year's Eve fan, to be honest. I always find that, you know, you do that countdown and it's just like, you're expecting something really significant to happen at the stroke of midnight.
Nothing does. No, I know. It's sort of a bit... Yeah, it's a bit of a non-event, isn't it? There was one year I remember, well, quite a few years ago now, when it must have been in our teens, I guess, still at school in any case, but driving, so it must have been over 16, under 19, I guess, there, that sort of age. And my best friend and I were meant to be going to a party in Port Erin. I mentioned this to you before, I can't remember. And so, the long story short was, it was down there. It had been snowing. It had been a whitish Christmas and it had been very icy and I didn't have my own car, obviously. I could drive Mum's car, but she said, well, you can't take it. It's too dangerous, it's too icy and the road will be full of drunks. And I think, you know, it won't. Anyway, it was icy without a doubt. And so we had a bit of a, you know, set to about this. And, of course, being a petulant teenager, I said, well, look, if I can't take it, I'm going to this party anyway, I'll walk down. And she said, if you want to walk to Port Erin, that's fine. Just make sure you don't get too cold. And I had a new pair of hiking boots, I think, for Christmas, or some new over trousers or whatever, which was just as well, because it was absolutely nobbing freezing. Yeah, and also I thought, how long does it take to walk from Douglas to Port Erin in the snow? And I'm thinking, I don't know, about 3 hours. I was way out in any case. I remember midnight struck as I was somewhere just beyond Gansey.
Oh, my... Were you on your own?
Yeah.
Nobody else thought that was a good idea. Funny that.
Well, my best friend, you see, it so happened, because his father used to work in a garage, his dad sourced a second-hand, third-hand, fifth-hand, tenth-hand Triumph car for him. So he had a car as soon as he passed.
But didn't think to pick you up.
There was some reason he couldn't. It could have just been he didn't want to. I don't know. And I eventually got down there and there were two girls there. We were both trying to sort of, you know, chat up a bit. And I got down there. There was only four of us. So he'd been sort of, you know, having a quite nice time and just drinking Coca-Cola.
A party with four of you.
I got in, had a beer. And he said, oh, I've got to be going, really. So,
did you have to walk home again?
No, he did drive
me. Oh, he did drive you home.
Back.
Right.
And then we picked up two very, very drunk people round about the you remember the old Lanky pub?
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd been there and they were sort of like wavering at the side of the road in a fairly drunken way, thumbing a lift. And because he was feeling festive and he had his own car, he said, look at those two. You think we should pick him up? I said, yeah, go on then if you want to. It's your car. So where are you going? They said, don't. They were really barely coherent. And they weren't young. They were sort of, well, probably my age or a bit younger, but both absolutely bladdered. I think you can get away with that. They were well the worst. So they piled into the car sort of saying, hey, well, yeah. And he said, where are you going to Douglas? And they said, oh, go. Yeah. And so we sort of drove in with them sort of muttering in the background and us not being able to understand a word of what they were babbling about. And by the time he got to Douglas, he'd had enough of him. He said, I think we need to get rid of him. So he just pulled up at the quarter, but he said, right, this is as far as I'm going. You need to get out of here. And she actually fell out. She sort of opened the door and sort of keeled out and fell into the gutter. And she said something which sounded like, fuck a beauty, which we never worked out. And then he just said, right, I'm off, bye. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. Drove away. And the last we heard of them was someone saying, get their number, Tom.
I'm still stuck on the idea that you actually walked to Port Erin. I mean, do you think your friend just thought he would take his chances with both the other girls there and just didn't want you there?
Well, wouldn't you? Well, no, I suppose you wouldn't really, because...
Right, this bit.
Do you want a cracker joke? I brought some of the supposedly worst cracker jokes of 2023. I'm going to see how many of them you know.
This is because one of my favourite things to do at Christmas is guess the cracker joke answer. It is a little bit of a thing in my house. Nobody else is allowed to have a go until I've tried to answer it. So go on.
Okay, how you get on with a couple of these. Then we might have a bit of music. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Is it something to do with one being lighter?
Correct. I'll give you half mark for that. One is really heavy, the other's a little lighter.
Oh, I see. Look at that.
Not bad. What does Charles Dickens keep in his spice rack?
Is it something to do with one of his book titles?
Yes.
Okay. Old Spice? No.
You're in the right area.
Oh.
Think more herb than spice.
Time.
I'm going to have to rush
time.
We're getting there.
Ooh.
Three.
Oh, gosh. Something to do with time. Time.
Two. One. Best.
Go on.
Oh. The best of times, the worst of times.
Do I get half a point there?
That's all right. That one's rubbish. It's American. What's that one like? What do you get if you cross a sheepdog with a jelly?
Collywobbles.
Yay, top marks. And what does Kate Bush need to turn the heating off? Sorry, why does Kate Bush need to turn the heating off? I can't even say it.
Oh, because it's running up those bills.
Top work. Okay. Is Elton and Ed. Do you like this one?
Do you know, I do like this one. And I think it's tricky, isn't it? Because you get to this time of year, we hear the same old Christmas songs again, and it's not very often a new one comes out that you think, oh, I like this, and I could like this for a long time. For me, this is one of them.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. Pour out the wine, let's toast and pray for December snow. I know there's been pain this year, but it's time to let
I've heard worse. I've heard worse.
I think it's catchy. Ed Sheeran and Elton John. I don't think you can go wrong with an Elton John song.
You're absolutely right. I thought he was retiring, but there we go. Maybe not. Maybe not. Look, I found here, when I was looking just to be listening to that, Virtual Morris.
Right.
Have you heard Virtual Morris?
I have heard Virtual Morris.
He's still, I thought he'd gone away for Christmas, but he is here, apparently. He's like there.
Hello.
Yeah, there he is. Virtual Morris. And he said, what was that? He didn't get that. Oh, right. Oh, it's Christmas drink, is it? It's something about, he didn't get that and he didn't like drinking.
I'm sorry if you don't like that. No. Time to make some tea or something, maybe. Pour a glass of Laphroaig.
No, he's not a fan. We did actually have specialists on Christmas Day. So tomorrow, as we stand, there is all the specialists together. Because, you know, sort of Ernie and Ian, all these people have been, Ian's been doing the brass programme for 40 years. Ernie, like, a long time doing the opera, and then John Barker's new, and myself and such like. But we never actually get together. Never get together other than just around Christmas.
Aww.
So we did a few years ago, and we did this year. We thought, let's all get together. I brought some mince pies and some little pasties in and a bottle of bubbly, and we sat around and we had a chat and recorded it and played some music from different types. And I did ask at one stage there if anyone round the table actually liked contemporary pop music, and there was quite long silence.
It's tough, isn't it? But I think, do you just like the music perhaps that was around that you became aware of at a certain age, probably sort of like teenage years? Because I'm going to be honest, I listen to some of the things my kids listen to, and that is noise, just noise.
Yeah, doesn't work. I think it's true, and I must admit, there is truth in that thing that the older you get, the more you end up listening to stuff that maybe you did when you were younger.
Mm.
And I think, you know, when I remember Dad was playing stuff, and yeah, most of his favourite music would have harked back to when he'd been a young man, somewhere between late teens and 30s, somewhere around about there, I guess. And that was probably his favourite era of music. And I remember thinking, when you get older, I wonder if that's what happens. And now I'm thinking, Lord, yeah, I do still listen to a lot of contemporary jazz in my case. But I still hark back to a lot of the jazz I started listening to in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely something in that. The interesting thing for us, though, from a family point of view, is that we play a lot of music generally in our house. And it's starting to filter through now, particularly our eldest, who's 16, plays a lot of what I would call dad rock.
Dad rock?
Yeah, like the songs that, you know, sort of like 70s, 80s songs. And you think, oh, right, OK. Maybe they do have taste after all.
Well, I think you grow into it. You grow into it one way or another. Right, here we go. Here's another one. I was hospitalised. Oh, it's just a straight one, this. I was hospitalised due to a peekaboo incident. Now.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's another cracker thing.
Oh, I see. I thought you were sharing something with us. Now.
There's no messages on this show, you know.
Peekaboo, yeah. ICU. You're not in ICU anymore.
Now I'm in ICU. Oh. Very good. You can have that one. That one, yeah, I'm not going to give you that. It's too easy. I've decided to retrain as a bookkeeper. It's not as difficult as you think.
Decided to retrain as a bookkeeper. Something to turn up. Turn up the pages. No, turn up for the books.
In this right area, I just don't return them to the library.
Okay. All right. It took me a second.
I don't know where I got that one. Police have arrested the world tongue twister champion. They said he'll be given.
He'll be given something to do with a sentence.
What might it be?
A long sentence.
A tough sentence. I'll give you that one. That's not too bad. Have you had any of those disastrous Christmas? We were just chatting that. We were listening to Elton about our plans this year, and as per most Christmases, they don't always work out exactly the way you want to. I mean, I know up until yesterday, my Argo, which is the only thing we really cook on, wasn't working. So I'm thinking, this is going to be an interesting Christmas. Turkey in the microwave for 14. Bless, a wonderful man came out and touched wood. All is well again, just in the nick of time. Thank you very much, John. Thank you. And it seems to be going wonderfully again. But yes, it was a bit touch and go. I do remember one Christmas at our lot where, again, it was a big family Christmas. Lots of people came over. And basically every second person, if not, wasn't everyone, but certainly in excess of 50% had flu.
Oh.
Or, you know, a really bad cold.
And isn't it, I think there's a lot of people suffering with coughs and colds at the moment. And I think it has been, it's been a tough few months. And I think there's so much pressure on getting Christmas right. I think we do put far too much pressure on ourselves, and we just think that we have to be a certain way, we have to have a certain amount of presents, we have to show that we're absolutely, you know, our house is perfectly decorated. I don't know what's going on with the Christmas light situation, but it seems to have exploded, certainly in our neck of the woods. You know, if you haven't got lights all around your house and around every bush and tree, then you're not
really... You can't
really,
put some lights around your bush. That's it. Have you gone... I know.
Go on, say it. No, go on, say it. Say it. Say it. Go on.
What am I going to say? I was going to say, have you got a grotto? Have you got a big grotto? I'm not going to say, have you got lights around your bush? I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, have you got a big grotto?
Absolutely. Do you know, I was having a serious moment there, just saying that I think our New Year's resolution for next year is we need to take the pressure off ourselves.
Quite right.
Okay?
Quite right.
So maybe I won't have a big...
No, you're right. I was looking at some rude Christmas jokes.
Do you think maybe we need to edit this bit?
No,
this is why we're on a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is why.
Well, you can get away with more. Look, I'll put some more music on. This is, how about some, do you like some full-on 60s cheese?
Yeah, go on.
This is one I grew up with.
It's the Beach Boys, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's Teresa Brewer.
Oh, right.
This is as schmaltzy and an American as you can get, and I love it because it was what we were saying before. This was played every Christmas from the earliest Christmases I can remember. I think it would be recorded in the 1950s. I was born in the 60s, and from, I don't know, 65 or whenever the first Christmas I could remember onwards, it was played pretty much every single year. And yes, normally you'd think, oh my lordy, this is too schmaltzy and American, but, well, here it is.
How do you know Christmas is coming tomorrow?
Yes, Mommy. How do you know?
Well, do you hear the popcorn popping and the icicle snapping and the church bells ding, ding, dinging?
Yes.
The sounds of Christmas are everywhere.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear the echoes of Christmas coming this year, coming from far away, ringing so clear. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the jingling of the sleigh bells, the tingling of the snow, the silvery song of tinsel near the mistletoe, the holiday sound of children laughing the whole day through, bringing a merry Christmas to you. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the echoes of Christmas coming this year, coming from far away, ringing so clear. Listen, my children, and you shall hear.
Too schmaltzy for you?
No, I like it. I don't think you can get too schmaltzy. By the time you get to Christmas Eve, anything's a goer.
Dad, what's the Lion and the Witch doing in your wardrobe? What did the son say?
Is it something, C.S. Lewis?
Yeah.
Is it something to do with the author?
Yeah, yeah. Or something to do with where they are, the name of the place.
Narnia Business.
It's Narnia Business.
See, I
was
good at
this.
I
was
good at this.
Why do stand-up comedians perform poorly in Hawaii?
Hawaii, so Honolulu.
Yeah.
Hawaii. Oh, it's hot Caribbean. I don't know.
Think of the sort of the flowery wreath thing. I can't remember the name of it now. You know, the one, the flowers you get around your neck. I can't
garland.
Think what it's called.
No,
garland. And then there's a sort of, they do the dance and the...
This mustn't be much fun for the listener here.
I would. Yeah. You're working well, though.
Go on.
Because the audience only responds in aloha.
What?
Aloha.
What was it? What was the question? I've forgotten the question.
Why do stand-up comedians perform poorly in Hawaii? Because the audience only responds in aloha. Aloha.
I don't get it.
Aloha. Ha. Ha ha ha. They're laughing. They're laughing. Right, moving on. Did you hear about the joke about experiencing... I can't speak. Did you hear the joke... It's too much sherry. Did you hear the joke about experiencing déjà vu?
I've heard it before.
Did you hear the joke? Yes. My son's fourth birthday was today. When he came to see me, I didn't recognise him at first because I had never seen him before.
Oh, God. This is painful.
Come on, that's
this
good. And what about this one? How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Is it something to do with the shape of their nose?
No, you'll see one later and one in a while. That's not bad, actually. Come on, that's not bad. No?
All right. Have you wrapped all your Christmas presents?
I know, of course not. I always leave it until the... we used to have a thing my brother and I have actually doing at the absolute last minutes, as in about 4 a.m. on Christmas morning. We'd go to the pub on Christmas Eve, as we did, go down to the bridge, used to be the place.
Of a certain age, then, not as children.
Not as children. And then we'd walk up to All Saints and then go to the midnight mass there, which was lovely. And I think there was a mixture of delight and dismay in that some of the older folk who were there, I think, were delighted some of the younger people had turned up and rather dismayed they turned up after being to the pub and they all stank of beer. And even less delighted that, of course, you get halfway through the lovely service, which you'd all sing along with gusto, and then you go for communion, and then everyone would desperately need a wee, so they'd have to run down the outside aisle and go for a wee in the choir stall. Not in the choir stalls. In the toilets, in the choir's room at the back. We didn't wee in the choir stalls.
In the choir stalls.
Let me just put that out there. We never wee in the choir stalls.
Well, don't put it out anywhere, I would suggest. I think we've reached that point, haven't we? You need to go and wrap your presents.
I'm going to wrap my presents. What are you? Are you going to? Well, you've done.
I'm relaxed.
You're just relaxed
I
and
am
happy.
Relaxed.
You're just going to go
I
home.
Am,
you're going to
yeah.
open a bottle of champagne.
Oh, how lovely! It's my favourite, absolute favourite. I think we need to leave on a banger.
You leave on what you want to leave. Listen, you can get the podcast. Don't forget, a lovely, happy Christmas to everyone. B&H podcast you'll find on the Max Radio website. Check it out. It's like this, only ruder quite often. Just some general banter, upmarket thoughts about whatever. Have a lovely Christmas wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Say happy Christmas to everyone.
Happy Christmas to everyone.
And we'll leave you with Slade. Bye!
Bye!
Fair. B&H don't condone smoking or any other dirty habits that are bad for you other than the ones Beth likes. Any similarity between the podcast B&H Gold and the Benson & Hedges cigarette of the same name is intentional and done purely for comic effect, albeit piss poor. Beth Espy is the registered trade name of Beth Espy Enterprises, available for voiceovers, corporate hosting, TV shows about cars, talking about motorbikes with greasy biker types, and looking after other people's children, but not at the same time. H is the first letter of Howard Kane. The series is sponsored by no one at all. It isn't likely to be. Alex Brindley loves trains.